This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures. Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Tulanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It is a beautiful day out there. Well, let's talk about description again. Now, this is kind of, it might veer into box text territory, but I doubt it, even though, you know, box text in a module is part of that. Everybody hates box text. I know. Let's not go there. But what I'm talking about is your descriptive powers in the game. I just watched a video on YouTube from Bob Worldbuilder about the danger of description and the advantage of description. And he brings in up some good points, but I kind of wanted to put my spin on it. Less is more. And when less is in the game, boy, it's more. No, that's a bad joke. But what I mean is, think about your description sometime, whether it's you describing something in your own world that you wrote, or it's a module box text or something like that. First of all, these things I want to apply not only to your own written stuff, but to modules. And look at the description. Now, my descriptions tend to be bullet points, which I think is really good if you're running a game. If you're writing a module, you can always, you know, develop it. But we're not writing modules. We're running games, gall darn it. And so I look at those descriptions. I look at the box text in a module, and I figure out what I can leave out. You know what? You can leave out most of it. You just get the idea of what's there, if there's anything prominent, that's a bullet point or a highlight or whatever. But I've done this more often than I can think of. They're walking into a room in a dungeon, and they say they open the room, and they open it up, and it's a bedroom. That's all I say. It's a bedroom. Then I wait. I may throw in another idea. There's a bed in the corner. What I'm doing is trying to draw out the players. I'm waiting for those questions. Because you may have a fully decked out four-poster bed, a beautiful, elaborate roll-top desk in the corner, and maybe a chaise lounge in the other side of the room. Dresser drawers full of stuff they can find or whatever. But I'm just going to say, it's a bedroom. Well, what's in the bedroom? A bed. Look, I'm not trying to make the players drag every single description out, but I want them to start asking questions. They start asking questions, then I'd be a little bit more forthcoming. You know, they walk in. It's a bedroom. What kind of bedroom does it look like, a man's or a woman's? Well, it looks like a man lives here. It might be a wizardly type. You don't know, but there are a couple of magic books on the dresser there. So my guess is it's a wizard's. Oh, what are the books? And you rattle off some titles. And the dresser, what's in there? Then you got them. Then they start asking questions. And that's the meat right there. So you got to balance it with, you know, don't make them feel like they're trying to drag information out of you. Just do the sparse thing. Go through a piece of box text, and you know, if I print out a PDF, say of something with box text, I will go through and highlight what I want to say and cross out what I don't want to say. I would just put one line through it. So in case I have to say something about it, it's right there. But that's how I would do, that's like how I do descriptions. And when I'm writing my own, I do bullet points, period. And sometimes I go back and cross out half the bullet points saying, I don't need to tell them this. There's always going to be certain things that you have to tell them. But other than that, you know, because there's going to be instances of I rifle through the dresser or I check for secret doors, things like that, which is good. But like I said, give them the minimum, they'll give you the maximum. Pretty soon you have a fully fleshed out. And sometimes, they ask you questions about, like, well, how is the room lit? Well, I never thought about that. There's sconces on the wall with a burnt out torch, or there's a lamp on the table, or hell, even there's magical dancing lights as a spell over the bed, or something like that. But anyway, I think you get the idea. Keep the description to a minimum until they start talking. Until they start talking and asking those questions, then we start having fun. Anyway, I'm going to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or you can drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. And that would be a good thing. I'd thank you. But we also have a single donation way of doing it with my Ko-fi fund, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. You can donate anything from $3 all the way up to however much you want to give. I'd like to talk to about these people now. They're the ones that do it on a monthly basis. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John Allen, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you, guys. It's much appreciated. And if you want to hear some good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast. Mark C. Wallring's The Owning Owlbear Podcast. Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries. Kevin over at The Red Caps Podcast. Randy and Joe at Biggest Geekus. And listen to my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. They're all good podcasts there. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.